A couple of years ago, the Minnesota legislature approved a DNR request to add the mourning dove to the list of game species that can be legally hunted in the state. This had happened a year or two before in Wisconsin and just before that in Ohio. This was a major departure for the northern tier of eastern states. Mourning dove hunting is still banned in virtually all of New England and New York, Michigan, and Iowa. Now the Minnesota legislature is reconsidering and may rescind the designation. I'm a supporter of hunting as a legitimate sport, and because of the historical role hunters played at the very root of the American conservation movement. And I recognize that mourning doves are the most hunted game bird in America. Dove hunting is a valuable and valid tradition in southern and plains regions of the United States. But there are compelling reasons why dove hunting should not have a place in Minnesota. First and foremost, we are at the northern extreme of the mourning dove geographical range in the forested northeastern part of the continent. In northeastern Minnesota, the dove population is the lowest it is anywhere in the contiguous United States. Fish and Wildlife dove surveys in the Dakotas average over 30 doves heard per route. Iowa and Nebraska average over 20. But even though western Minnesota has dove numbers comparable to the Dakotas, the forested northeastern areas have virtually zero doves per route, lowering the statewide average per route to between 10 and 20. I conduct one of these routes near Twig every year. I often have zero doves and at most two or three. Unless the DNR were willing to break the state into zones and prohibit dove hunting in the forested regions where the dove population is precariously low, the hunt should not be allowed at all. My second concern is this. We haven't allowed dove hunting in Minnesota since the early 1900s, so dove hunting here simply does not have associated with it the rich cultural traditions that deer and duck hunting do. Doves are tricky to identify in flight. I know many accomplished birders who make identification errors concerning flying doves, and mourning doves can be mistaken for several protected species, especially American kestrels, merlins, and killdeer. Indeed, a well-known politician, a very experienced dove hunter, once went on a dove hunt in Texas accompanied by the media, and he shot a killdeer, mistaking it for a mourning dove. The killdeer was only winged, and he twisted its neck to dispatch it quickly, in full view of his hunting party and the media. Yet even at this close range, not one of them noticed the error until someone called it in when the hunt was shown on the evening news. That happened in Texas, a state where dove hunting has been a time-honored tradition for generations, and yet an experienced hunter and his experienced hunting party still misidentified a protected species and killed it. In a state without this long-standing tradition, there's an enormous risk that treasured and protected Minnesota birds are being killed by mistake with no one to even notice. Doves are not biologically related to songbirds, but the soft, mellow call that gave them their name is a treasured part of the urban, suburban, and rural environment. The DNR and hunting organizations are doing nothing to augment dove numbers. The only management mourning doves receive to increase their numbers in Minnesota is done by people with bird feeders and by farmers, and the farmers help not by improving habitat, as they do for waterfowl, but simply by inadvertently providing waste grain. No other game bird in the state is so treasured a suburban backyard bird. There is no evidence that doves are undergoing any kind of a population surge in Minnesota. Indeed, according to the Mourning Dove Survey data, their numbers have decreased in the state from 1998 to 2007 and also declined significantly since the survey was started in 1965. There are no complaints that the dove population needs to be reduced, that they've become pests, or that we need to allow hunting to keep their numbers in check. To suddenly designate this treasured species a game bird out of the blue while populations of woodcock, grouse, and several ducks are declining dangerously seems to many people evidence that when hunting and habitat loss decimate some game bird populations, the DNR puts more effort into opening a hunt on a new species than into restoring the declining ones. I hope the legislature puts the dove back on the state's protected bird list. At the very least, I want them to prohibit dove shooting using lead shot and to close the season entirely in those regions of the state where the dove population is critically low. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.